This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. On Tuesdays, KERA's American Graduate Initiative charts the journey from childhood to graduation. Today, we sit down with a graduation speaker whose speech went viral last week. Her name is Larissa Martinez. In her speech as the valedictorian at McKinney-Boyd High School, she outed herself as undocumented. The 19-year-old says her decision to talk wasn't hers alone. She lives in McKinney with her mom and younger sister. After talking it over with her mother, she got the okay for her graduation speech.
I am one of the 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the shadows of the United States. I decided to stand before you today because this might be my only chance to convey the truth to all of you that undocumented immigrants are people too.
That speech rocketed across social media. It's been seen by hundreds of thousands of people and sparked a feisty debate. Larissa's family left Mexico City 6 years ago, fleeing an alcoholic father. Other relatives were living legally in McKinney, so it became the destination. Larissa says anywhere in the U.S. would have been okay.
When I was little and my grandma would ask me, Larissa, what do you want to do when you grow up? I would answer, oh, I want to be an American when I grow up. So, I mean, I've always had this dream of America being the place where you can come with dreams and make them come true.
It was hard. Larissa says her mom filled out papers to become legal and was told there was a 15-year wait. It might speed up because relatives were already here, she learned, but that didn't happen. Meanwhile, the teenager identified with the plight of her mother.
I know what it's like to live without insurance and to every day wonder, what if my 10-year-old sister, like, breaks her leg? Where are we going to get the money from? Or, like, how are we going to take her to the hospital? What would we do? So I know what it's like to not know.
Larissa says the system's broken. Now that a lot of people do know her story, her history teacher and mentor, Scott Martin, hopes it changes some minds of those who want all documented immigrants deported.
She helped to open my mind more, and she helped to open my heart more. And I thought maybe if she could open some minds and open some hearts, people would consider being more open-minded and open-hearted.
There is a system to help young undocumented immigrants who are called Dreamers. DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, lets qualified students avoid deportation for a time. Larissa doesn't qualify because she arrived 3 years too late. Miguel Solis, a Dallas school trustee who helps train Hispanic leaders, says she should qualify.
By her telling her story, I can guarantee you there will be a multiplier effect for even more undocumented students who know that the system is not working for them to come out of the shadows and say, we demand something different.
For Larissa, the next stop on this journey is Yale, a private school that can give an undocumented student a full-ride scholarship. She heads to New Haven in August. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.